Welcome to my weekly racing podcast, recorded on Monday morning, the 31st of December. Well, despite the abundance of wet weather over the Christmas period, the only meeting to be lost on Boxing Day was Huntingdon, while last Thursday's Welsh National meeting at Chepstow was also abandoned, with the big race now taking place this coming Saturday, the 5th of January. Well, the iconic race on Boxing Day, the King George VI chase at Kempton Park, was an absolute thriller, as Long Run just got up on the line, having rallied after the final fence to eventually wear down Captain Chris. Having won the race 2 years ago, prior to going on to win the Cheltenham Gold Cup, Long Run is now in a good position to regain the blue ribbon of jump racing. He had a hard race on Boxing Day, but his class and determination prevailed in the end. Moulton trainer John Quinn may have been a shade disappointed to see his champion hurdle contender Countrywide Flame finish only fourth in the Christmas hurdle at Kempton Park, but he sent out a notable winner last week at Wetherby when Hidden Justice won on his hurdling debut. With Cashmere Peak winning a good race recently at Doncaster, John has some talented hurdlers at his disposal, and he introduced another young hurdler at Doncaster last Saturday when Cockney Sparrow won a race for three-year-old hurdlers. And fellow Moulton trainer Malcolm Jefferson recorded a couple of good winners at Wetherby on Boxing Day, in particular Cape Tribulation's victory in the featured race, the Roland Merrick Handicap Chase. Well, tomorrow is the traditional New Year's Day meeting at Catterick, set to begin at 12:40. At the time of recording this podcast, the runners for Catterick had not been declared, but it should be a competitive day's racing at the North Yorkshire track, the first of 180 scheduled days racing on the Yorkshire courses in 2013. The new Channel 4 racing team are also set to make their debut tomorrow at Cheltenham, although that meeting is subject to an inspection today at 3 o'clock. So the Welsh National now takes place this coming Saturday at Chepstow, with T for 3 heading the anti-post betting market. There's also a classic card at Sandown Park, with the Tolworth Hurdle featured at the Surrey track. Well, the incredible victory by Tidal Bay in last Friday's Lexus Chase at Leopardstown opens up the possibility of the Paul Nicholls trained horse going for the World Hurdle at the Cheltenham Festival, now that stable companion Big Bucks is out for the season. Now, looking back on an eventful 2012, Frankel has to be the standout performer, his victory in the Judmont International Stakes at York in August bringing the house down on the Naismire. Camelot's brave attempt to win the Triple Crown came up just short in the St. Ledger at Doncaster after his victories in the 2000 Guineas, the Derby and the Irish Derby. And that stands out as a big highlight, as does Richard Hughes, who became champion jockey for the first time, and the achievement of former jump jockey and Grand National winning jockey Graham Lee to ride a century of winners this year on the flat was a tremendous achievement. And what price Graham to be champion jockey in 2013? Happy New Year.